It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was created and founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed with you in mind, a show that really literally moves you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do with my two co-hosts, Niles and KJ, every Wednesday about this time. Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
Hey.
Great day. Another show.
Do I look like I'm about to bust? Because I got my crew, man. You know how people ask, so what's your superpower? I tell them mine is KJ and Niles. That's my superpower. But I am really glad and excited to have you guys here. Truly, truly, I am. And the show is going to be packed with some, thank you, sir, with some really good information, I believe, because it is Kingdom Principles that we do discuss. And we kind of toy around with all things in the news, world views. And then at the bottom of the hour for today, we're going to have a roundtable discussion. And we're going to talk about jobs and the mindset of that. And just kind of, you know, have some shop talk here. But it's going to be good for you. So you want to stick around for that. Mm. But before all of that goodness, I want to continue my series with the soul. The soulless series is what we're talking about. And with the soul, I want you to really be cognizant of this. Your soul is comprised of three things, all right? Your mind, your will, and your emotion. Your mind, your will, and your emotion. Man is made up of a spirit. That is who you are. That's that part that nobody gets to see, but they kind of see who you are by your actions. So your spirit, you have a soul. That soul, of course, is again encompassed your mind, your will, your emotion. And in all of that is, of course, our bodies. And that's the way we get things done. We got to have a body on this earth, or if we don't, some would say we were a ghost. But that's a whole other conversation. I won't discuss it here. I swear to you, I will not. But I want you to be mindful that the mind is closely related and interchangeable with the heart. So when you hear someone say, or even you've said it in times past, my mind, that is interchangeable with your heart. This, my friend, is an organ that helps to pump blood throughout our bodies, but it is the innermost part of our body. So when you think of mind, you think of heart, they're interchangeable. Now, three things that I want you to remember about the human will. Now, this is going to tie in with the mind, because there's a couple of things that I really want you to grasp when we discuss the mind. Now, the human will is the most powerful thing on earth. It is, think about it, two things that make it so powerful. One is that you have the same power that you have the will to change, or the mind to change your ability to choose against God. You can choose against God with your will. That's what makes it dangerous. I'll say that again so it comes through clearly. One, the human will is the most dangerous thing on earth. It is a gift from God. What makes it so dangerous is because you've been given the same power as God, Daddy, and then two, you have the ability to choose whether or not you want to even be a part of what God's agenda is. You can do that, and that makes it dangerous. So that's the human will. The second thing that I want you to be mindful of when you think about the will, we're still talking about the soul, is that the will controls the destiny of man. The will, in its original intent, was supposed to be the agency that of God that does things here on the earth. So God kind of works through your will becomes his, and all of this kind of goes together with the kingdom. All right. Now, I told you I was going to give you three things. I'm not going to bore you to tears. Remember that the human will is the most powerful thing on earth. Remember that the will controls the destiny of man. And then the third thing that I want you to remember is the seat of the will. The seat of the will is the conscious and subconscious mind. That's a whole lot. And that, my friend, is where I want us to park for just a second. You have two minds that are at work in you. You have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is that deeper part of your mind where the conscious mind keeps downloading stuff, just downloading, downloading what you see, what you hear, what you listen to, if all of your senses, all of those tactile things are done in that conscious mind. Now, that part right there has to be very meticulously guarded. And here's why I am saying that. We learn, guys, by repetition. We do. Repeated it over and over and over. And as we are learning in our conscious mind, it is slowly releasing things in that subconscious mind. Now, that subconscious mind is the center of thought, and it holds the key to life. I know. A lot of information there, but I'm going to slow it down as we have our round table discussion at the bottom of the hour. But I really wanted to get that out, that part out. You have control over your mind. You do. It's yours. Now, let's discuss it because I want to hear from my guys, Niles and KJ. I said a lot, man. And I know you're ready. I know you're ready. I saw it before the show. I said, Niles is going to be smiling like a chess cat because this is his area. I knew it. I swear to you. Before we get to the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, let's go back to that wheel because a lot of things happen in the wheel with the will of man. And if we're not lining up with the will of God, then we're trying to figure life out. And life was never designed to figure it out. It's already done. All right, I'll be quiet. Now, take it away.
All right, I'll start off. Now, you said something that I'm tussling with right now. Let me tell you why.
I'm listening.
And this is pertaining to will. You said that we know this. We've been talking about it when it comes to the kingdom. But you said that we as human beings have access to the same power as God. God is the power source, right? So I'm thinking of that, and I'm like, that alone should blow your mind. Let me tell you why. When you think of having the access to God's power, infinite strength, infinite understanding, you may not know what to do with it if you are not connected to the Creator in the right way, if you don't have that meaningful relationship, because we don't have the same level of power. We don't have the same level of understanding. And because of that, that alone should make you want to tap into God even more. So you're able to use God's power, which is like that stream of power, in a way that is effective and you know, just hits the world and is impactful. That should push us to continuously strengthen our relationship with God and our connection with God, because there's so many things that will come at us in this lifetime where we may not have the correct answer or the correct method regarding dealing with that thing. So when I think of willpower, and I said this last week, forget what you want, you know, forget what you think you know. Tap into the person that you know could be trusted, the person who never lets you down, who will never let anyone down. So with that, it's not about our will, because our will to me is God's will. So once you understand God's will, then everything will align, and you know, your actions and your conduct would move in a certain direction that is beneficial to your well-being, but also being that light in the world, because you have that core in God, because you have that anchor in God. So I'm thinking of that, because I'm like, man, that's a huge responsibility to have access to the Creator's power. But then on the other hand, you don't have the same level of understanding and so on. So that's just a reminder to all of us. You need to tap in and stay connected to God, because he's going to provide you with your wisdom and discernment. And those are the things that we need on this journey in order to make the best decisions and the best out of our lives, and to continue to be a light within the kingdom to the world around us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as you're thinking about the wheel, all right, now tie that in with that mindset, that conscious and subconscious. Think about that. KJ, please, let's hear what you're bubbling over to say.
I forgot how the show works. I didn't know if I was supposed to go yet. It's been a minute. But I did want to say this, because we do want to be open and transparent, you know? But the hardest thing I think for me is asking for help.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm like, yo, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down swinging, no matter what. Because at least I can say I blame myself for that. I don't want anybody else responsible for what happens to me, you know? And when you think about your will versus God's will, it's like, whoa. God's like, hey, I've been through this before. Don't worry about that. There's nothing new under the sun. So why are you trying to recreate the wheel when the wheel was already done? And also, I made the car too. So you don't need the wheel, you know? So it's a lot to unpack right there, because our will, a lot of times, gets us in trouble. You know, I say like, oh no, I can handle it. I'm gonna do it all by myself. Don't worry about it. You end up failing. I'm not saying you will never get it right. You will get it right one time. But you being given into your will, saying like, no, I got it, could have saved you 10 years by saying, hey, God, it's not my will, but your will be done.
Wow.
You know, yes, it's hard. And that's one thing I'm working on. You said, like, put it into action. You know, one thing that I put into action is like asking a friend for help. You know, that's a small thing. It's like, hey, I can't pick this up in one trip. You know, you try to carry out a groceries in one trip. He's like, no, I can't. You know, hey, little sis, can you help me with this? So I understand, like, I sit in that uncomfortability of being or feeling weak. We don't want to feel weak. We don't want to feel vulnerable. It hurts. It's uncomfortable. You know, you want to cry sometimes. Like you tell somebody, hey, someone tells you, I need you to fall back. I'm gonna carry you wherever you go. It's like, no, I'm too heavy. No, I'm a burden. No, it's like, whoa, did I say you were a burden? I said, no, I got you. Trust me in this. Lean back and rest in this, because I can save you so much time. You want to go somewhere fast? Go by yourself. You want to go somewhere far? Go with others.
I love it. Wow. I know, right? All right, Niles. Bring that thing home from the wheel and using that mind with keeping in contact with that subconscious and that conscious mind, man. How does that wheel and that mind tie into it?
Well, the one thing that I'm still holding on to that KJ said, and as I'm listening to KJ talk, I'm like, man, this is just another lesson in stripping yourself of your, allowing yourself to be humble and humbled and exercising humility and putting your ego and your pride to the back seat. Because that's literally what it takes in order to focus on the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is God. And as we've said and established, forget your will, because your will is God's will and God's will is best. So as I'm listening to KJ, I'm like, that is the ultimate assignment. To, as we say all the time, to die to self every day. If you die to self every day And if you put your ego and your pride in the backseat, then you're allowed to see the full picture. Then you're allowed to, you know, let God lead, because you realize that you don't have all the answers. You might have some answers, but God, it has all of the answers. God has the blueprint. God has the rubric. So why not tap into the ultimate teacher? You know what I'm saying? So when you think of the subconscious, and I guess the mindset as well, when you are going in that vein, God will fix all of that for you. God will prepare all of that for you. And in that, he's preparing you to go on this journey, to be equipped, to have all the tools, all the necessary, you know, pay attention to the signs and so on, you know. So forget your will. It's God's will. And once you tap into God and put your ego and your pride to the side and who you think you are in this world and why you think, you know, you matter, the one reason that you matter, that you always should stick to, is because you come from God. So therefore, you are an extension of God, and you are that vehicle, that light to the people. You know what I'm saying? So once you accept that, and once you relinquish power to God, but you realize once you relinquish power to God, you are powerful. That's when he starts to change you. That's when he starts to work on your subconscious. That's when he starts to work on your mind. That's when he starts to shape and mold you into the person that you need to be to get this thing called life done. And not just get life done, but get life done to the highest level of efficiency as possible. You cannot do that by yourself. You can only do that with the creator.
Absolutely. And KJ, I'm sorry. KJ, in just a second, I want you to kind of go in that same vein as Niles was discussing, but I want to make certain that our engagers, our listeners, we don't believe in followers, because we are all leaders. We are engaging here for those who are picking up the first time with this podcast, with this show. Please know that we are grateful for you. We are. And this show is not based on opinion. It is us literally living what we're speaking and being tested in our area so that we can come back and give a good report that it does work. I wanted to kind of put that disclaimer out there, because I don't want you to think that, well, they're just saying this stuff and they're not living it. When you hear either one of us speaking, please know that we are not only speaking from experience, but we're speaking from that knowing position, because in the kingdom, your opinion really don't matter. It's whatever's written, that is what it is, but it's always used in context. Yeah, right?
So to our experiences. So we know how
it is. Believe it.
Operate in God, and what happens when you're operating in self, because the results are completely different.
You better believe it. Absolutely. KJ, you're bringing your mind, this your will and the mind concept of man, right? Those two entities that are always at war, the conscious and the subconscious mind. How do you bring a will that you possess, all right? And remember, that will gives you that same dunamis, gives you that same power as God. And it can be a thorn in your side, because you can actually choose not to even have a will.
Look, I was about to mention that, you know, the thorn in your side, you know, it's always nagging at you, no matter what. It's still there. You know, do I want to? Let's say this: God has, this is a hypothetical. Don't quote me. This is not what the Bible said. God wants me to wear red. Well, God, my favorite color ain't red. It's khaki green. So what are we going to do? You know, that thorn in my side is like, no, but I love this. I love this so much. My mind, like, logically, it makes no sense. Like, why am I doing something what I don't want to do? Like, that makes no sense. You're unhappy, right? You're unhappy. And it goes into that. It goes into the saying of, like, when you look at Christians and their other people who follow God, and it's like, why are you following God and he's making you do this? You're unhappy. But if you come over here, you feel you have money, you have all these other worldly possessions, and I'm happy. You know? That thorn in your side is always gonna be there. It's that continually dying to yourself constantly. Say, look, I understand that that delayed gratification, it will come later on and come later on in my walk. I'm fighting for something bigger. If I get all this now, I'd be spoiled.
Yeah, and you don't know.
Will be spoiled. Yeah,
under it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who knows? Like, who you will become? Yeah. You know, when you're around. I'm not saying those people who have that are bad people. I'm not trying to say that. Don't do that to me right now. But look, all I'm saying is that delayed gratification, it's so juicy, like milk and honey.
Yeah, because as human beings, we want it now. And we think we have it figured out, and we think we know what we need. But, you know, listening to KJ, I'm like, I don't want to do this. But as they say, God's will be done. And that's for a reason, because God's will it trumps our will.
Yeah, I'm not
the whole layout. We only have it in a slither.
Look, I'm not saying that the yearning for doing what you want, doing for what you like, will go away. It will never go away.
That's the constant fight.
It will never go away. Yeah. You know? It's like working out. You're working out every day. Do not go more than 2 days without working out, because then you get lazy.
Yeah.
You get comfortable. You skip a day. You know, it's like, oh, that's my bad. I skipped a day. Or you can like skip a day. You know, I've worked out a lot. It's my cheat day, you know. But I'm just saying, having that continuous workout of fighting yourself, fighting your flesh, it will always keep you on guard.
Yeah.
You will always be ready.
And with that, you continue.
I love that.
And that muscle.
Absolutely. So if you want to stay in this vein of what we're discussing, or if you wanted to add something to what we are discussing here, we're encouraging you to reach out at 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And guys, I've been doing the Talk with Tanji. I know you've been seeing it. Haven't you been seeing it? I've been trying to do the 7:30-ish. I have a disclaimer here. My brother, unfortunately, is had a sickness that required my attention to be there. So I wasn't on the air on Facebook Live on Monday, but please know that I'll be back Monday at 7:30-ish. All things Talk to Tanji. It's just our 3-minute or 60-second way of just checking in and making sure that you are good. And if you want to extend that kind of conversation that you hear on Talk to Tanji, your girl is ready for you, because Existence Now is one of the platforms or entities that we use to do consults. And a 15-minute consult with your girl, just, you know, between me and you and a fence post, will assist you in whether you're starting your business or you're thinking about, hey, I believe that my purpose is this. That's what I'm here for. I don't want you to waste time trying to figure things out. I may not know everything, but I do know someone who does. And so give me an opportunity to walk with you. You can reach me at 470-534-2216. Again, that number, 470-534-2216. And I really need to know what's going on in the world news. Man, we got so many hiccups and so many woes, and it's almost at a point in life that you ask, what is it that I can do? So take it away, please, and bring us abreast, if you will, man.
Hey, just sit back and let's relax and let's talk about this. Let's talk about God and how we can be a better person to help the world around us and live in our environment. You know, we all have been hearing about Afghanistan, how we're trying to evacuate troops and also evacuate those who helped us during the Afghan war. You know, there are one thing that I have to congratulate, you know, which is a great thing. U.S. firms and businesses are lending their resources, you know, extending that olive branch, saying, you know what, Airbnb opened up about 20,000 homes for refugees who are coming to U.S. Walmart is also extending those resources as well, you know. That is a position, that is a kingdom position that you
come on,
that you have, that I love to be a part of, because I want to be blessed so much where I can just extend myself. I'm like, you know what? No, it's not for me. I want to be in a position where I can give and I can never lack as well. You know?
Wow.
It's such a beautiful sight, Dr. T. I know you have a lot of moments of that, of giving and not expecting a return. You're just giving from your heart.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about giving on and that, I won't say level, because when you go to another level, you unfortunately sometimes have the same mindset. So in that dimension, is that it's between you and the person that you're, that the benefactor. And if that person wants to go out and tell what you did, then that's on them. But it's not that you give and then you run and tell, hey, I did a real good thing here. That's nobody's business. And we got to get away from that. We really, really do. There has to be a time when, you know, where we're looking at scripture and it says, give in secret and you'll be rewarded openly.
Why not? You know what?
Use that.
You know what? I have a challenge for all three of us and also our engagers. Okay. I want you guys to do a small act of service or a big act of service and don't tell anybody. Do not tell anybody.
Okay.
We can never find out. We can never find out what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think it's a wonderful example of you know, the heart and compassion, and you know, serving as a light to the world, and being a testament of being a person of the kingdom. And I guess the beautiful thing about that is how we're able to come together with our brothers and sisters and help to pick up our brother and our sister next to us who may have weaknesses, you know what I mean? So we're able to pour into them. That is the ultimate example of just having the correct heart posture, or at least trying to, and exercising compassion. And that's what we all need for our brothers and sisters. Like, we shouldn't be in it alone. And we are all here as an extension, and we're holding each other's hands to continue to lift one another up. Where that person's weak, you know, we're able to help them out. Where we are weak, they help us out, and so on. So it's like that exchange, but it's not the exchange thinking that you'll get something back. But if you sow something good, eventually it will return to you. But
you know,
I'd be your mindset.
Yeah,
because your mindset. I will receive. No.
It's all a heart posture. And since we're talking about the act of giving, you know, I want to let's go down the coast to Haiti. And we know that there was a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that hit them last week, and about 2,200 people passed away, and over 12,000 are injured. You know, and you ask yourself, okay, what can I give in that situation? You know, well, there are different ways to give. Money, your time, your resources. I'm about to list you about four organizations via ABC who are helping the relief effort in Haiti, and because they also had a tropical storm that hit them last week as well, and there are other storms circling that area. Beyond Borders, Font Coase, Project Hope, and World Central Kitchen. Those are four organizations that are helping the relief effort in Haiti right now. And if you want to donate, or if you want to help in any capacity, I ask, we'll have that information sent out later on the Dr. Tanji Show's Instagram page.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And we have to honor the great Charlie Watts, who passed away yesterday at 80 years old. If you're into the Rolling Stones, I feel you. That one hit deep. Growing up, listening to their music, and also, you know, that they left a legacy for the music industry to come for the future generation. That is it's tough to knowing that person you were with will no longer be there with you, but he helped build these steps for other people as well. That is just beautiful, beautiful. It hurts, but it's very beautiful to see.
Yeah, and it's a continual process. Like, you put this stuff out there, then because of that, the next person takes their steps, and it's just a chain from there.
Passing the torch. Mm-hmm.
Never ending.
Yeah, you're passing that torch, you know, running that relay. It, such an honorable time. There are increase of fires that are happening on the West Coast, and I just want to encourage people, please be safe. Those living in those high risk areas. I know that the smoke is coming down from the north to Los Angeles, so the air quality is not the best. Yeah. If you're doing any outdoor activity, you can wear a mask, which we've been doing for the past year or so. Wear a mask to keep the smoke out of your lungs. And also, I lost my page. All right. Remain indoors. That was it. Remain indoors. So. Oh, it's been a minute since I've been here. You can remain indoors as well, to also protect your health. We just want to make sure we're all safe. These fires are no joke. They're increasing every year, and the heat advisory is only going to make it worse. So we ask that those people stay safe, protect those around you, and stay inside.
Fluids. Okay, if you're going to be outside, because it's hot out there, okay? And it's
hot. All right, and final worldview. All right. If you've seen these, if you're going to Walmart, Target, buying these milk crates, we got to talk. Because this, whoever came up with this idea is absolutely, we're not using our logical part of our brain, and we're... And it's not safe. Let's just talk about it. Yes, it's fun to watch. It's fun to see people fall. But once I saw that first guy who fell off, I'm like, oh no, this
didn't hurt.
That's hurt. That's someone's back. That's someone's like leg. You know, there are a few people who've completed it, but a few out of how many?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Exactly. So, y'all stop just being. Stop being, you know.
Be careful, right?
Be careful out there. But yeah, I'm passing off Dr. T right now.
Well, thank you, AJ. And, you know, I hate to pitch my own book, but, you know, the book is out on Amazon, and it really has been a testament of the support that I've gotten. Thank you guys so, so very much. I got excited the other day when I got a report from someone from someplace in the world, and it was a verified purchase, and the gentleman said, thank you. I have read the book over and over, and I'm thinking, yes, look at God, man. So if you have an opportunity and you're ready for change, and I say that with every sincerity of the word, then give me an opportunity to come into your life and not give you an opinion, because again, my opinion doesn't matter. I literally had to die to self, and I do it every day, and these principles have been working in my life. You will stop praying for your car note and house note and your light bill to be paid when you read this book. You will be asking God to give me a nation, Daddy. And he'll do just that. I promise you he will, and I don't make promises. I guarantee you, expand your mind, get ready to be challenged, and that's what it was all about. And with that being said, please, 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 talk to Tanji at 7:30-ish on Facebook Live. Don't forget to join me. And with past YouTube shows that have been going up, this week, if I'm not mistaken, we're highlighting the last part of the leadership series. And KJ, I wrote down who was on there, and now I cannot find my place.
Okay, our host, our audience, our guest. What am I saying? It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Our guests for this week's YouTube are Kelly Redmond and Isaiah J. Kelly Redmond is a financial advisor to create world change for African Americans. And also Isaiah J is a meme. Isaiah J and Kelly Redmond.
Now Isaiah was with Kanye, right? For the Sunday.
Yeah, he's still with Kanye. Yes.
Yeah. I saw, I was watching a reel, what have you, and James Corden was talking about, he was on this plane with Kanye and the entire group of people that were singing, and I happened to see Isaiah, and I'm like, I know him. So yeah, check him out. His energy, he reminds me of Ty Trippett. If you've heard of Ty Trippett, yeah,
he does.
He really, really does. So I really like him and what he's doing in this in his area of gifting. And speaking of area of gifting, when you're thinking about the approval that the vaccines are getting, guys, and you know, this is one of those conversations, and this is the time in the show that we're gonna just be transparent, and we always are, but we're not, again, not giving you an opinion. We're merely talking about the science of the matter. And one of the beautiful things about science is that if it can be replicated, then you know you're onto something. You know, if you're replicating the hypothesis, will this vaccine work? And it has been done. It may not have been done in those 7 to 10 years that you normally would like for something to be done to get the longitudinal view, but the science has been compounded in such a way that they spent, I mean, hundreds and thousands of hours and manpower, even now to the letter of this is how it's supposed to look. And this is the replication of messenger RNA and what that does to a cell and the protein spikes that it should be kind of combining with, you know, not to get the technical in here to say, hey, look at what it's doing, it works. You do know that a lot of common sense goes into things when we are living. It's a common sense kind of practicum that we use when we want to enroll children in school. And one of the things that, I know public school, because my children went to public school, one of the things that they had to do was take a diphtheria, and they had to take a measles and a mumps, and they had to get all of these inoculations. And then you hear the horror stories about, oh no, don't give your child that because the kid could get autism. And you're thinking, oh dear God, I've got that to concern with. But when you study the science of everything, because science has to be when you are, it has to be in the midst when you're thinking about anything that the federal government does. The FDA is behind, they're undergirding all of this data, and they place it in a way where some of the greatest minds that have worked on that particular medicine are the ones who can say, I, you know, wholeheartedly stand behind this and am 100%, you know, sure that it is going to work. Well, when you get 100%, that's really good. So I'll take that back. 99.2%, you know, nothing's 100. But I said all that to say, not one time, guys, when I was enrolling the children, and I said it last week, I'll say it again, not one time did I say to that administrator, I'm not putting that in my baby's body. I carried this kid for 9 months. You crazy? I'm not going to let you put that in my kid's body. But I was wise enough to know, yes, with prayer, and God does leave the knowledge in doctors' hands and researchers and what have you, the chances of my babies being injured and getting a mumps or measles or rubella inoculations was less or smaller than the chances of them having some kind of existence because of, you know, mm-hmm. this particular inoculation. I say this, it's not me saying, you know, throw caution to the wind. Do your homework, read what's out there, get away from, if you're getting your news from Yahoo News
or social,
shame on us.
Yeah.
Yep. Or social media. Yep. But there's voluminous information out there, but you gotta go out there and get that research. You owe it to yourself. If there's a doubt in your mind, you owe it to yourself to get out there and do exactly. And one of the periodicals that I read constantly is the New England Medical Medicine of Journal. They're going to, there's no gray area there. They're going to show you exactly what is there. And if it does not work, they're going to print it. So they've been the ones that I've kind of been studying the trends with. Stacy and I, Stacy is my husband, and I got our second dose of the Pfizer vaccine in April. And of course, now we're hearing that there's a booster, and someone said, well, aren't you just upset about this booster? They should have gotten it right. Not at all. There was a booster for MMR. There was a booster for diphtheria, and that, those genres of shots or inoculations that we had to give the children. So if there is a booster, all that booster means is that it's going to give you an extra kick or an extra layer of protection just in case that second dosage that you receive is not waning, it's kind of waning. They want to make certain that you have that full armor. And that's what a booster does. It just gives you that additional layer of protection. And I strongly encourage our engagers and our listeners, one, pray about it. Two, do your homework. And then three, consider getting it. If not for you, at least for mom or dad or your neighbor or your friend. But we got to get a handle on this, guys. It's getting out of control. Not to scare anybody, but there are a couple more variants that are trickling down the pike, and they're nothing serious at all.
For sure. Like, doesn't the booster also somewhat pertain, or not somewhat, but doesn't it pertain to the Delta variant as well? Like, protecting that?
It has some of the components to the Delta. And then it's almost like, you remember, we had this conversation about a broad spectrum antibiotic, and this particular one was it was broad spectrum, meaning because we can't narrow down that bacterium, it's just going to kill all of them. And that's what a broad spectrum does. It just, whatever's out there, whatever pathogen it is, it's going to try to eliminate it, right? Same thing with the booster. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hate to ask this question, but has everybody been vaccinated? It doesn't go against you if you're not, but have you at least considered, you know, the vaccination? And if you have, what would you say to someone who hasn't?
Well, Jesus is my vaccination. That's what I
was saying. I know. For those who can't see.
I know for me, I did get vaccinated, and here's why, because I have a lung condition. And if I actually got it, it will be a lot worse. So that's why I ended up getting, both of my shots, and I haven't gotten it. But I also take, you know, pretty solid precautions to avoid it as well. I still wear my mask, even going from like here to the car. I also wear my mask because of, unfortunately, like the pollution and the smog, and I have really bad allergies. So I'll probably continue to, you know, wear that mask. But I did get it. The first shot was fine. The second shot, I was probably out for about 2 days. But, you know, if that's what it takes to avoid the actual full impact of experiencing it, then, you know, I'll take those 2 days. Regarding the booster, I am going to do a bit more research on it. I actually spoke to my doctor, about that the other day. I'm going to do some research and see, you know, what's best. When it comes to the folks who are, I guess, somewhat paranoid and, you know, a bit apprehensive about getting the vaccination and so on, kind of like what you said, do your research, and also, you know, trust God, because that's the most important thing. You know, God will always be there with you and for you. And if you actually do trust in him and so on, you will operate in a way knowing that you're going to be okay regardless. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough because, you know, this whole COVID thing has us in a state of hysteria and we're frantic and so on. But, you know, that's kind of like where I'm at right now. I'm like, I've faced, you know, things that were much more difficult and deadly in my lifetime. And I do believe this ain't going to be the thing to take me out because of my connection with the creator and so on. So that's where I'm coming from. I'm not saying because I'm Iron Man, you know, I'm saying that because, you know, God is the homie. God is the creator and God is my tent. He's,
Thank you. Thank you, Niles. KJ, what say you?
Jesus is my vaccination. I still can go. I'm sorry. That was hilarious. But hey, how you guys doing? So, you know, do research. We have everything. Everything is on our fingertips. I just dropped my charger cord. But everything's in our fingertips. We have all the information that we need. Yes, there are truths. Yes, there are faults about it. I want to make sure that everybody understands that if you don't believe one source, check it with another source.
Mm-hmm.
You know, check it for credibility.
Primary source.
You know, primary sources, secondary sources. You know, look into it, dig. You know, at least you know for yourself. If you don't believe what everybody else is telling you, at least go find it out for yourself. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. You know,
yeah.
We have libraries, we have encyclopedias, we have so much research about the human body and viruses and different vaccines. So I just recommend people just to do your research and take Jesus as your vaccination.
There we go.
Okay. And thank you so
much.
Thank you so much, KJ, for that. Shifting gears just a little bit on this mindset of working for others and then working for yourself. And we touched on it a little bit last week. We've got a few minutes to just kind of peel back a layer or two. I'll use myself as an example on this, what not to do in business. I was 24 years old when I quit my job. That was paying me pretty good. I was working as a case manager paralegal and had just come through my bout with cancer. It was just a few weeks later after I had gotten my DC and finished up my last radiation therapy treatment that I said, okay, God, what am I going to do with this life now? Am I going back to 9 to 5? I didn't want to because I had been in the throes of my faith being tested, and I passed. I passed the test. And my thing was, I just want to let everybody know that you can do whatever you put your mind to. And that was my mindset at 24 years old when I quit my job with 3 children. And my first husband, probably, God rest his soul, was thinking, oh, dear God, what are we going to do? This chick has quit her job. I said all that to say that was my blueprint. That's not necessarily the way to do things. But to everyone, God gives a measure of faith. And I'm not talking stupidity faith or, you know, well, name it and claim it faith. I mean the kind of faith that no matter what you see, you're going to stand. No matter how many times you go broke, you're going to stand. No matter how many times it looks like you're about to lose your mind, and you will, because I did. But I had to get the mind of Christ if I was going to make it through and tell these other 3 little people that were following me. And they did. Everywhere I went, they went. I went to med school, they went. I went to college at 28, they went. Med school at 31, they went. It's really, really important, guys, to focus that mindset on him, not what he does or does not do, because God can choose not to do it.
Yeah.
But I got faith, yep. But his will trump yours every time. Niall said that earlier, right? It trumps it every time. Mm-hmm. So I said all that to say, when you're thinking about your 9 to 5, your 9 to 5 is used for your sharpening skills. And then you're launched into the deep. I want to hear what you got to say, Niles, because you are an example of someone who left corporate America. And I tell your story everywhere I go because it is one of triumph and courage.
Yeah. For me, I can't even remember fully. And this was just a few years ago, like my life, my mindset and where I was at the time, where I was in corporate, you know, being in my early, you know, 20s, you know, more, I mean, also in my mid-20s, walking away from a job that most people would probably, I would say, kill for because of what I was getting paid in the six-figure career and so on. But it, now I realize it's not about the money. It's about the purpose. As you said, it's about the impact. It's about the people. It's about the kingdom. So because I operate from that place now, I wake up every morning with a sense of fulfillment. I wake up every morning just ready to tackle life, so grateful. I mean, I pray as soon as I wake up because I'm so happy to just get another day to do this thing called life. And aside from that, I had no idea how I was going to take care of things financially leaving corporate. And there was that little, you know, period where, you know, you have some bumps and some bruises. But now I'm like, man, I'm making more than I was,
you know, I know, right?
In corporate. Like, different places now, my own projects, throwing money at you and so on. So I'm like, I'm not even going to sit there and say I bet on yourself, because at this point I realize that I bet on myself on a superficial level. But more than that, I learned to bet on God, because I realized that his purpose, his vision, and his will is greater than mine. And if I truly tap into the point where I trust him, regardless of where I think it's going or may not go, if I have that level of fervent belief, I know that he will just light my world up and continue to carry me, because I could have never imagined that I would be at this place now at such a young age.
I love this. Guys, you know I could finish this. We could go on and on and on. Dadgummit, that's our time. But if you've enjoyed this, truly enjoyed being here with us, check us out. All things at Dr. Tanji Show on all social media platforms. Remember that your mind is the center of thought and it holds the key to life. Remember that, please. Thank you, Sam, over at LA Talk Radio for allowing us to do what we do. Thank you, Niles and KJ. Be good to yourself. We love you to the moon and the stars. Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.